Okay, so he's continuing into the second half of this mission, of Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet, and it says there, Hillel Oimer, Al Tifresh Min HaTzibur, do not separate yourself from the Tzibur. Again, he learns that this has to do with in your learning. Don't, you know, okay, I'm doing my thing. Try to find a group. Try to be part of a chevra, of a group. Do not believe in your own strength until the day you die. Constantly do tshuva. Do not judge your friend. Okay. Now, when he says al tamin be'atzmacha, he plays it on words. Don't believe in yourself means don't believe that you'll have all the answers yourself. So maybe the day you die, but until then, assume that he like plays a word on it. Yeah, again, same concept. Don't think you'll have all the answers. Don't think that you could do it yourself. Try to find other people to do it with. The Mishnah says, don't say something that is not meant to be heard, because in the end it will be heard. So don't assume that whatever you say, you know, will not become, you know, known. It will. It will become known. And he says what it means is, something else. He says, Al Tomar, don't say, Davar, that anything you hear from someone is e'efshel lishmoa, was something that you shouldn't have heard. In other words, don't say when someone tells you a Dvar Torah or someone tells you in learning, oh, it can't make any sense. Shasofuli shamea, maybe it will make sense. So again, he's like taking all this to mean something in his context of learn in a group. So first of all, learn in a group. Don't think that you have all the answers. And when you hear something from someone, even if at first it doesn't seem to make sense, maybe in the end it will make sense. Maybe in the end it's going to add up to something. And therefore, you know, you should respect what they're saying. You should respect what they're saying and hopefully learn from it at the end. Because everything that someone offers eventually maybe will add up to something. Well, maybe will make sense. So don't say off the bat, well, it doesn't make sense. Okay? Okay, and then it says, very interesting one. Ve'al tomar, and do not say, l'kishe efne eshne. Shem aloiti pane. So literally what that means, do not say, I'll learn when I have time, because you may end up never having the time. So you have to set aside the time before you do that. That's a literal translation. Al toimar l'kesha efne, when I have free time, when I become free, panui, it's like I'm free. Al toimar l'kesha efne, when I have time, eshne, I will learn. Opposite, set aside time for your learning. So that's it, set aside. Okay.
By the way, when he says altifrosh min hatzibur, not to separate from the tzibur, altifrosh min hatzibur, does he not take into account that it has other meanings, or he's just...
No, of course he knows that it means other things as well. He's just saying that, you know, it also means this.
Like a weird area of focus that you think it's like, you know, more...
Right. No, he's taking it as a lesson for something for what he's trying to give you a lesson. You know, it also includes this meaning, but there is a pashup shot as well, like you're saying. Yeah, I think that that's clear that there's a pashup shot.
So this is in context of learning and...
Right. That's how he's taking it. Now, here he says a great shot. Sorry. He says like this. Al tomar l'chasha efne eshne. Do not say that when you have spare time, you should learn. That's what it means literally. So he takes it to mean something else, which also matches up with something he's mentioned before, which is, al tomar, do not say, l'chasha efne, when I become free. Free of what? So literally it means when I have free time. So he says, no, it means, don't say that I'll learn when I become free of my yetzer hara. When I become free of my yetzer hara, and I'm pure, and I'm holy, and, you know, I don't want to be betame the Torah. I shall learn Torah. I mean, I'm a low guy. Torah's holy. It doesn't even make sense. It's almost embarrassing for me to learn. The Torah knows what I did last night. The Torah knows the averos that I did yesterday. I'm going to go and Rabin Yonah addresses this issue, that a person could have such a feeling of, like, who are you to even open your, you know, who am I to go start involving myself in these spiritual, you know, in these spiritual endeavors. And who am I to connect myself with the Torah that's part of Hashem? And it's so he says, why? Because if you wait for that attitude, Shema lo tipani, you'll never become free. Why? Because like we've learned before, the only way to become free is with the learning. If you're going to wait to become free of the Yetzirah in order to learn, you'll never become free of it. Because a person's born with that Yetzirah. And a person's born with that nature. And the only way to get out of that nature, is by involving and immersing oneself in the Torah. And the Torah itself cleanses him eventually. So that's how, again, this is his concept. This goes with the concept of, you know, you start off Shalom Lishma, but eventually you get to Lishma, because doing the Lishma itself, you know, cleanses the person. We've studied that many times in his, you know, so far in the few prakim we learned. And it goes with his concept that really the primary way to conquer the Yetzer Hara is with the learning of Torah. So he says, don't say, he says very nicely, Lo tomar, hein ani hayom meluchlach b'chataim. I'm dirty with my sin. U'machsheves avon, and I have all these bad thoughts. U'mabetza, what worth is it? Ki esok b'Torah. What worth is it for me to go to the Torah? Ve'etanef b'chalas tum asi hod yofya. I will disgrace the beauty of the Torah with my tumah. That's maybe your thought. Ach l'chashefne derech ve'etar, then I can learn. Avazeino, he says, no, don't do that. Ki limut shelo lishma hu mafteach gadol. That's the key to get to lishma. Ki mi baladei zeh lo yarum ishes yado neged hayetzer. Without that, how are you going to start? You know, it's like saying, I don't want to go into the mikvah, because if I go into the mikvah, I'm making the water tummy. Did you ever think of that? Why doesn't the water become tummy eventually? As a matter of fact, if you take a cup of the water out of the mikvah and touch it, the water is tummy. The water is tummy when you touch it. So how come when you go into the mikvah, the water stays tar in your tummy? Yeah. So a person, how can I go to the mikvah? I'm going to make it tummy. No. A mikvah has the power that when it's a mikvah, it all of a sudden has the power to be mitahir, and it's unaffected by the tumah. Okay? And the Rambam says, El Teser, Rambam, no, El Teser, the Rambam says, beautiful Rambam, the Rambam says, at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, okay? So the answer is, he said, no, of course, that's not a problem, because the mikvah can't become tamei, right? So the Torah is the same thing. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says, you know what? It's such a beautiful Rambam that I want you all to see it with me. I'm going to pull it up because it's an unbelievable Rambam. Okay, one moment. I'll have it up here in a second. Okay, Gvaldik. Okay, I have it here. I pulled up this Rambam, and I'm going to share it with you. You will see it right now. Okay, you all see it? Here's the Rambam. It's the Rambam, it's the last Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos. And the Rambam says like this. He says, Ulfikach v'her, v'afal piking. He says, we understand that mikvah is a choik. Choik means we can't really understand fully the significance of mikvah. V'chein ha-tvila min ha-tumais michlal ha-chukim. Being tovel is a choik. She'in ha-tuma teto itzoya. It's not like, tuma is not a dirt that you can wipe off in water. So what do you mean? You go into the mikvah, you become tar now. Alexeris ha-kosov yivadavar toli v'kavana salev. Okay. So he says, we have to think about it. You have to think about becoming tar and everything. Now he says, but there is a remez. There is something we could take out in the pashup shot level of what is a mikvah. Kishem shamechavein liboy letaher. If a person makes it, has kavanah to become tar, kivan shetaval tar, he could become tar. Aval pishalon ischadish begufoy dover. He's physically the same person, but in his mind he decided, I'm going to become tar, and he goes in, he becomes tar. Kacha mechavein liboy letaher nafshoy. If a person wants to retire the tumma of his soul, mitumais hanefashos, shein machshavos ha'avon, all the bad thoughts he had, and all the pagam to his neshama, v'deyos harois, the bad hashkafos, the bad concepts, kivan shehiskim b'liboy, since he decided lifresh ma'osan ha'etzos, to go away from those things, v'hevi nafshoy b'mei hadas, and he immerses himself in the water of knowledge, which is the Torah. Tar. So the immersing oneself in the knowledge, in the sea of the Torah, in the ocean of das, of knowledge, is like going into a mikvah. Mm-hmm. I will throw upon you tahar water, utahartem, kotum, usechem, Hashem rachma v'rabim, kolchet avon, v'ashma yitaharenu, Hashem shum yitaharis. But this is the concept, is a person can put himself into the mei hada'as, into the water of knowledge, which is the water, which is the Torah, and that will heal him. So the point what the Rambam is saying is that is the same thing. What are you going to say? Well, I'm going to make the mikvah tameh. No, of course not. You going in the mikvah, you don't make the mikvah tameh. The mikvah makes you tar. So a person jumps into the learning of Torah. It's the same thing. The learning of Torah he cannot impurify the Torah. The Torah can only work on being mitahir him. So therefore, don't wait around and say, oh, when I am tar, it will work. No, you don't have to worry about that. You get involved, you do what you got to do, you learn, and the Torah itself will have those magical powers in order to heal you. I mentioned this afternoon, we were learning that in Chazal, there's a big contradiction, okay? What was the reason for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? The one Gemara says, it's because that they did the three averos chamuros, avodah zara, gilu arayos, and shlichus dam. The other gemara, the pasuk is really mashmah, it's because they didn't learn. They didn't learn Torah properly. So which one is it? Because they didn't learn, because they did averos. So the medrash answers and says, even if they would have done the averos, but had they been learning, Hashem would have let them get past. Why? Because then they have hope. Because if you're learning, even if you're doing averos, the Torah itself will eventually turn you around. So Hashem would have been willing to overlook the averos had they been learning. So they're both true. It's because they did the averos, but the averos itself would not have caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash had the Jewish people been involved in learning, because by being involved in learning, then they would have been guaranteed, basically, that they would have eventually done tshuva. So Hashem would have been willing to give them time. And that's why it's both. It's both. So, that's what he's saying here. Al Toimar, do not say, when I become clean, then I'll learn, because, you don't, Hashem Eloi Tipone, and, that's not necessary. The Torah itself will cleanse you. Okay? All right? So, let's leave it at here, and next week we'll start the next Mishnah, and it's Hashem. And that's it.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shabbat shalom.